ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीर्यये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो आई वेलकम यू टू दिस श्रीमद्भागवतम class in the morning. We are going to discuss canto 10 chapter 9 text number 11. So you all can repeat after me.
Krutagasantam parudantamakshini कृतागसंतं परुदंतमक्षिणी कशंतमञ्जन्मषिणी स्वपाणिना उद्वीक्षमाणं भयवीह्वलेक्षणम् हस्ते गृहीत्वा विषयन्त्यवागुरत्
Word to word meaning, translation and purport by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Krita agasam. Who was an offender? Tam unto Krishna. Pradudantatam with a crying attitude. Akshini. His two eyes, kasantam, rubbing, anjat mashini, from whose eyes the blackish ointment was distributed. All over his face with tears, swapanina, with his own hand, udvikshamanam, who was seen in that attitude by Mother Yashoda, bhaya vikvalikshanam, whose eyes appeared distressed because of such fear of his mother. Haste, by the hand. Grihitva, catching. Vishayanti, Mother Yashoda was threatening him. Avagruhat, avagurat, And thus, she very mildly chastised him. Translation. When caught by Mother Yashoda, Krishna became more and more afraid and admitted to being an offender. As she looked upon him, she saw that he was crying. His tears mixing with the black ointment around his eyes, and as he rubbed his eyes with his hands, he smeared the ointment all over his face. Mother Yashoda, catching her beautiful son by the hand, mildly began to chastise him. Purport. From these dealings between Mother Yashoda and Krishna, we can understand the exalted position of a pure devotee in loving service to the Lord. Yogis, jnanis, karmis, and Vedantis cannot even approach Krishna. They must remain very, very far away from him and try to enter his bodily effulgence. Although this also they are unable to do. Great demigods like Brahma, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva always worship the Lord by meditation and by service. Even the most powerful emirate fears Krishna. Therefore, as we find in the history of Ajamila, Amaraj instructed his followers not even to approach the devotees, what to speak of capturing them. In other words, Amaraj also fears Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Yet, this Krishna became so dependent on Mother Yashoda that when she simply shown Krishna the stick in her hand, Krishna admitted to being an offender and began to cry like an ordinary child. Mother Yashoda, of course, did not want to chastise her son, her beloved son, beloved child very much, and therefore she immediately threw her stick away and simply rebuked Krishna saying, "Now I shall bind you so that you can't commit any further offensive activities. Nor, for the time being, can you play with your playmates." This shows the position of a pure devotee in contrast with others like jnanis, yogis and the followers of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies in regarding the transcendental nature of the Absolute Truth.
Om Agnanatimirandasya Agnananjanashalakaya Kaksharunnilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitansya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langaiti girim yat kurpatamaham vande Sri Gurun dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. You all are quite senior and elevated devotees. I don't know much, but still, with your blessings, I can glorify Krishna. I can speak what Prabhupada has guided us, instructed us. So kindly bless me so that I can glorify Krishna. So, this is the nice Damodara Ashtakam. Damodara Leela is going on, and this verse becomes the part of Damodara Ashtakam. Damodara Leela you all know, but still it is very nice to again and again repeat what actually this Leela is. Mother Yashoda could observe that no maid servants were there, so she began to churn the yogurt on her own. While churning, she remembers the childhood activities of Krishna and sings her own composer songs. And now Krishna is there playing here and there, and he suddenly started feeling hungry. So Krishna approaches Mother Yashoda and he wants to drink the breast milk. So he comes to Yashoda. Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Then Krishna wants to drink the milk. Yashoda immediately takes him in her lap and with great pleasure embraced him, and she allowed Krishna to drink the milk from her breast. But she could see that the milk pan was boiling, overboiling, and she immediately put down Krishna, went there to take care of that milk pot, and she wants to come back. Krishna becomes very angry. Oh, I am not satisfied. I am drinking milk and my mother is taking care of something else. So he becomes angry, and then being very angry and biting his reddish lips, biting, and he takes a stone and then breaks the yogurt pot, and then he goes into the place where butter and yogurt are stored, and he takes the butter, starts eating and starts distributing to the monkeys. Then Mother Yashoda comes back and sees, oh, this fellow is not seen. Oh, this pot is broken, yogurt is broken. So Krishna must have done this. Otherwise, there is nobody else. So she is in search of Krishna. Where this fellow had gone? Oh, I am not able to see. But she could see that Krishna has walked through the yogurt. She can see the clear mark where Krishna had gone and where Krishna is. So she goes, and the moment she sees Krishna, she goes behind Krishna and hides. The monkeys could observe that Yashoda Ma has come. So monkey started running. Then he immediately says, "Oh, mother had come." Krishna started running. Krishna starts running, and Mother Yashoda is behind Krishna. And she was having a stick. "He is doing so many naughty things. I have been hearing all that, but now I am practically seeing. So I should give punishment." So she starts running. Krishna is running. Behind Krishna, Yashoda is running. Mother Yashoda is running, and she is trying to catch Krishna. Krishna is running, and then ultimately she catches. So in this, that was the previous sloka. But here, now she caught Krishna, and Krishna became more and more afraid. He was showing. And he started rubbing his eyes, and eyes were having tears. When eyes are having tears, and the ointment, the kajal which he had, she had applied, her mother has applied, now he is doing like this. Some tears are coming, and when Krishna is rubbing, this tears mixes with the ointment, kajal, and the kajal becomes diluted, and everywhere it is spreading, whole face of Krishna is already so beautiful, and with this he looks very beautiful. Mother Yashoda is extremely happy in her mind, in her heart, but outside she wants to, because Krishna is doing so many naughty things, every day people are coming, gopis are coming and complaining. Krishna is doing that, Krishna is doing, she is not believing. Now she could see that Krishna is really, he is doing some mischief, some naughty things he is doing. So she wants to, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda wants to punish Krishna. And Krishna admits, yes, by the looks he says, yes, I have done everything. So this is the very beautiful scene which we actually see the picture in Srimad Bhagavatam. In this book, volume 1, we can see that beautiful picture when Mother Yashoda is trying to catch Krishna. Krishna turns back with great fear in his eyes. He is looking, and he starts having tears in his eyes. This scene has been repeatedly described by various great acharyas, and everyone wants that this should always remain in our heart, so that we always remember Krishna. Our whole aim is to remember Krishna always, so that we never forget Krishna. When we do all our activities with Krishna, remembering Krishna, then we are in Krishna consciousness. If we are not doing activities remembering Krishna, then that is not a Krishna conscious activity. That is not a devotional activity. Whatever maybe one is doing, if in his mind, if he is not remembering Krishna. And this beautiful scene has been described by Satyavrata Muni in Padma Purana as Damodarashtakam. And the same thing he describes, Rudantam Uhur Netra Yugmam Rajantam. Rudantam Uhur Netra Yugmam Rajantam. Karambo Jayugmena Sathanka Netram. Upon seeing his mother with weeping stick, he cried. and rubbed his eyes again and again. And the description keeps on going. Every evening we recite this Damodarashtakam. So this is what it is. Krishna is being caught by Mother Yashoda, and Krishna is having tears in his eyes, and he is so much afraid. There is no parallel scene in any of the scriptures, but we have one place where Krishna is running and behind him one person is running to catch him. You know that? That is Kalayavana. Actually, Kalayavana's whole episode is described in 10th canto, 51 chapter. Here, I will try to explain briefly a few things from that. Kamsa's wives, Asti and Prapti, these two, they move to Jarasandha's place because Jarasandha is their father. Jarasandha is king of Magadha, and he sees his two daughters explaining, "Oh father, that Krishna, the way he killed our husband, you know." Oh, this fellow Jarasan becomes very angry. "Oh my God, that boy, small boy, he had killed. Oh, he had killed like this. Oh, oh my God, oh my God. I will go and attack him." He calls all his army, huge army. Jarasandha takes the army and attacks Mathura. Krishna along with Balaram come out and see, "Oh, Jarasandha had come. Nice. We will have a nice practice." So Krishna and Balaram see, along with their small army, Krishna fights. Krishna kills all of them, annihilates the army. Annihilates, it is written in Bhagavatam, he annihilates. And Balaram goes and catches Jarasandha. This fellow, he had come to attack. And he wants to bind him. Krishna says, "No, no. Leave Jarasandha. Leave Jarasandha." So Jarasandha was left out. Balaram asked, "Krishna, why did you ask to leave him?" Krishna says, "He will come back again. He will come back again with the army of all these bad fellows who do all sorts of bad things. They are actually giving lot of burden to the earth. Bhubharam." So he wants to remove the burden of the earth. So immediately he wants Jarasandha to come back again and again. So Balaram, that is the reason. So as expected, Jarasandha comes 17 times. Every time he gets defeated, every time he goes back, and every time Balaram releases him, he doesn't catch him. And in the meantime, Narad Muni goes to Kalayavana and explains, "Oh Kalayavana, you are such a strong fellow, you don't have anybody to fight with. Any fellow who fights with you, within no time he gets defeated. But I have one person." "Oh, who is that? I want to fight with him. Narad Muni, tell, who is that man?" Narad Muni says, "Oh, listen. He is Krishna. He looks like this, such a beautiful form. And he is in Mathura. So, it is up to you. If you want to fight with anybody, then go there." So, listening to the description of Krishna from Narad Muni, he comes with a big army. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 30 million army. 30 million. 30 million means 3 crores. 3 crore of army. With that, Kalayavan entered. Kalayavan was waiting outside Mathura.
Now, Krishna could observe that Kalayavan had come with such a huge army. And it is imminent, it is certain that this fellow, Jarasandha, also will come to attack from the other direction. So my people will be in danger. I don't want my people to suffer. Immediately, Krishna creates Dwarika. And all the people, everyone is shifted to Dwarika. When after everyone is shifted, he comes back and now goes out of Mathura, comes out of Mathura with one garland. That said, Kalayavan is waiting. Where is Krishna? I want to fight. Kalayavana sees Krishna is having no weapons. Earlier he was having weapons and he had annihilated all the army of Jarasandha. Now he had only one garland and he had come and he is looking at this fellow, Kalayavana. Kalayavana looks at Krishna and matches with the description of Narada Muni. Oh, such a beautiful figure. Oh, Krishna, I want to fight with you. Oh, you don't have any weapons. I also leave all my weapons. He throws all the weapons. He gets down from his chariot and he wants to catch Krishna. Krishna says, oh, we can fight. We will fight. Come, come with me. And he says, okay, I'm coming. Krishna starts running. Krishna is running. Are you wanted to fight with me and you are running? Oh, I will catch you. Come, 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 come. And Krishna is running. Behind him, Kalayavana is running. Kalayavana thinks, oh, Krishna is very good. I can catch him, I can catch him. Never he was able to catch Krishna. But he is so close. So he is after him. Krishna is running. Behind him, Kalayavana is running. So, Srila Sukadeva Goswami explains in 1051.8 why he is unable to catch, why he is unable to grasp Krishna.
Palayanam yadukule jatasya tavanochitam iti kshipanna anugat nainam prahukuta shubha.
Actually, Kalayavana is running behind Krishna and now he is giving all sort of a gali. He is actually insulting Krishna. He is saying, where did you born? Which kula you have born? You are born in Yadukula and you fellow, you are running away? And in this sloka, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining that he is casting the insults. You took birth in Yadu dynasty. It is not proper for you to run away. But Kalayavana could not reach Krishna because his sinful reactions had not been cleansed away. Because the sinful reactions, many are remaining with him, they are not cleaned away from his mind. He is unable to catch Krishna. So Krishna is running and behind him Kalayavana is running. Just like here, Mother Yashoda is running after Krishna. But this fellow is a big sinner. And Krishna enters a cave in the mountain. And he enters inside and this fellow also enters. And it is so dark. He is unable to find where Krishna is. Where are you? Where are you? And after moving little bit, he could get some light. And he could see Krishna is lying. What Krishna had done, Muchukunda was sleeping there. And he puts his upper garment on Muchukunda. And it looks like, because his garment is there, his upper cloth. So this fellow, he is in search of Krishna. And immediately he thought, Krishna is lying. Oh, this fellow has run so much and he is so much tired, he is sleeping. So what he does, Kalayavana kicks with his legs. Once, twice, get up and fight. Muchakunda was a very powerful king. And when the Devatas were requiring help from Muchakunda, they request Muchakunda to be their commander. So Muchakunda was working day and night and fighting with the demons. For a very, very long time he was fighting and he wanted to retire. But demigods say, no, you wait. We want to find a suitable commander and afterwards you can retire. And somehow they find Kartikeya. Kartikeya says, yes, I will take care of all your people. I will be the commander for your Senapati. So when Kartikeya became the Senapati, then they say, okay, Muchakunda Prabhu, you can retire. Muchakunda says, I have fought so much. Oh, at least you are retiring. Then they say, whatever boon you want, Indra says, whatever boon you want, you can get it except liberation, going back to Godhead. Other than that, you ask anything, we will give you. If you want to stay for many, many days here, whatever you want, you can get it. Then Muchakunda says, I'm tired so much, you please give me a boon that nobody will disturb me. So Indra gives the boon that nobody will disturb you, and if anybody disturbs, the moment you open your eyes and see him, that fellow will be in ashes. He will be ignited and he will become ash. So that was the boon. So Muchakunda was sleeping there. And Krishna had put his upper garment on that, and this fellow, Kalayavana, is kicking him. So Muchakunda got disturbed from his sleep. He was sleeping for very, very, very long time. And he got disturbed. He immediately looks at Kalayavana. Kalayavana, within no time, becomes ashes. He gets fire and becomes ashes. Now, the point is, Kalayavana looks here and there and takes darshan of Krishna. Then Krishna tells Muchakunda, you see, you have done great punya, good deeds, so you are able to get my darshan. So whatever boon you want, you take. I will grant you whatever you want. Now you see what Muchakunda is asking. 10:51-55. Srimad Bhagavatam. Muchakunda is praying to Krishna. Nakamyenam tava pada sevana akinchana prapyatam advaram vibho aradyakastvam hyapavargatam hare Vrunita Aryo Varamatma Bandhanam. Oh Krishna, I don't want anything. I desire only one boon. No other boon than serving at your lotus feet. So, the devotees try to become as pure as possible, coming out of the material desires. If we analyze, the material desires make us impure and bind us to be in this earth, to be here in the Janma Mrityu cycle, in the birth and death cycle, only the material desires. So if the material desires make anybody imperfect, so our intention, our goal as human being should be to come out of these material desires so that slowly we become pure. These material desires actually are coming in us because we forget Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Madhya Leela 20, chapter 20, 117, very famous sloka is there. Krishna Bhuli Sehi Jiva Anadi Bahir Moka. Krishna Bhuli Sehi Jiva Anadi Bahir Moka. Atayeva Maya Tare Deya Sansara Dukha. Because the person forgets Krishna, it is Maya which gives all the miseries. We are here on this earth which is called Dukkhalayam. Krishna said it is Dukkhalayam and Ashashvatam. Only thing is, if you come back to me, then this Dukkha is converted into Sukha. You are always happy. If anybody wants to have happiness, if anybody wants to have permanent happiness, his attempt should be to go back to Godhead. Krishna explains in chapter 10, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante imam buddha bhava samanvita. Buddha, those who are intelligent understands that everything is emanated from me, everything is emanated from Krishna. The moment the intelligent person understands, he will be in the devotional service. Conversely, those who think they are the controllers and they are not surrendering, they are not doing any devotional service, they are the most unintelligent people. Whatever may be the place they are occupying, whatever may be the position they are occupying, if they don't understand that Krishna is the controller and I should become intelligent to start serving him. How to serve? Krishna explains in the next sloka 10.9 of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Every day he will keep on listening to Krishna's kathas. He will be telling Krishna's kathas. He will be telling only glorification of Krishna. Other than that, he has got nothing else. Whatever activity he is performing, he will keep on remembering Krishna and Krishna's glories, and he feels so satisfied and he feels so happy. So when the devotee is performing, when a person is performing these activities, Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tvam yenamam upayantite. When the person is doing the devotional service continuously, always remembering me, then I will take care of him. I will show him the way he can come back to Godhead. I will give him the knowledge. Krishna assures, promises that he gives the knowledge. Don't bother about any other thing. And Krishna explains how he gives the knowledge. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tvam yenamam upayantite tesham emanukampartam aham agnajam tamaha nashayam atmabhavasto gnana deepena vasvata. I take the torch in my hand and sit inside the heart and drive away the agnana, ignorance, which is like the darkness. That part of ignorance, which is an obstacle, I will drive him away. I will drive that ignorance, agnana, I will take that and give him the complete knowledge so that he will come back to Godhead. So anybody who is intelligent should understand this. That is what actually Vishwanath Chakravarti in short explains in the Chaitanya Matta Manjusha, very famous sloka. आराध्यो भगवान् व्रजेश तनयास्तद्धाम वृंदावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवदो वर्गे नया कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेमा पुमातो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभुर्मतमिदम् तत्रादरना परा. The whole philosophy is explained in this sloka, our philosophy. Krishna is the most object of worship. He is the first and topmost object. And the Vrindavana is equally worshipable. The gopis, the way they have worshipped Krishna, is the topmost worship which we have to follow. And the most authoritative scripture is Srimad Bhagavatam, and attaining Krishna's love, attaining Krishna prema is the goal of our life. He at the end concludes saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. This is the instruction, opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Tatradara Napara, this is the topmost pure knowledge which we have to take it with great adara, with great respect we have to take it. This is our philosophy. Following the gopis, the way gopis have performed the worship, we want to follow them, and it starts with purification of ourselves by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is what I thought we should understand. I thought I should explain today. If you have any questions which you feel I can answer, kindly ask. Even though I am not so highly qualified, but still, I can answer your questions if you have any. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, you can take this. You can switch on. Hare Krishna. You can switch on. Somebody can help him. Okay, you ask. Yeah. Yeah, very very nice question. Why Yamaraj is afraid of Krishna? Because his people may by mistake try to catch a Vaishnava. So he tells his people, all the employees, that don't go near any Vaishnava. Don't go even near Vaishnava. Because by mistake you may say, his time is over, I want to catch him. No, you are not the person who had to take him. The Vishnu Dutas, they will come and take. So he is very much afraid. By mistake, my fellows may catch somebody and hey, they will be committing a big offense. So in that way. So the identification of Vaishnava first is with this Kanti Mala. And that's why we wear here, so that it doesn't come out. Anywhere if you wear, it may come out. This is such a short portion, and the above is bigger and below also bigger, so the Kanti will never come out. So it can be identified that this fellow is a Vaishnava. So that is how, I mean, Yamaraj is afraid. Yes, Prabhu, your question. You can come forward. I think this microphone is having some problem. Yeah, now it is working. Please. Hare Krishna.
Muchukunda.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That we are going to see after a few days. Yeah.
So here, Buddha said, I will not be able to give you Mukti, but I will give you some other boon.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, he got delivered directly from Lord himself. So what is the significance? Why did he get this fortunate
Muchukunda? Yeah. Because, no, Muchukunda story goes like this. Muchukunda was a very powerful king and he fought for the demigods. He left his family, he left everyone and came to heaven and he was fighting with the asuras, rakshasas. Always there is fight between the demigods and demons. So he took the lead as the commander and he was fighting and defeating all the rakshasas, the demons. He was fighting and fighting, day and night he was fighting. And he wanted to retire so they could find Kartikeya as the commander. So Kartikeya becomes commander and so he gets the retirement. So then Indra says, you have done such a wonderful service. Day and night you have fought, you have never slept. So he asks, I want to sleep now. Oh, I want to sleep. If you see those students, college students, engineering college or the professional, whole day and night they study before the exam or anywhere, before the exam particularly, they read and after the exam, oh, let me sleep. No other business. Eating and sleeping for 2 days. Just like that. Relax. So Muchukunda also wanted to sleep. So he started, so he got the boon, Indra gave the boon that your sleep will be undisturbed. If anybody disturbs the sleep and if you see at him, that fellow will become ash. He will get ignited and he will become ash. So that's how he was sleeping and Krishna uses that and Muchukunda was disturbed by Kalayavana and that story. Yeah, we can take like that also. Whoever does any service, they will be rewarded.
Even though Indra thought he cannot deliver me,
yeah, 100%. It continues. Krishna gives him the Golok Vrindavan Dham. He tells him, you will come back, but you perform austerities now with all the rules and regulations. And in the next life, you will become a Brahmana, performing all the activities and you will come back. So Krishna gives that we see in the next chapter of 51-52, 10-52. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu. The whole incident, the Damodar Leela. Yeah, as you see, this is happening in the morning. It continues. And by the evening, he starts moving and then the two trees fall down. I mean, that timeline we have to see one by one. Yeah. I don't have that. Yeah.
How Krishna is having a fajr in his eyes, because the Srila starts when he wakes up, he never gets ready, he can do anything.
Yeah.
So how is that Kali in his eyes? Like, Kali is good when the pain is giving bath and all that stuff. So how is that in Kali in his eyes?
How is
it? Previous day or what?
Any time, even at the time of sleep, Krishna is given such nice decoration. He is not an ordinary Krishna. He is, so it's not that you take away all clothes and just put him to sleep. No, every time, even when we make Krishna sleep in any temple and in our sampradaya,
Krishna is decorated with flowers and all that. Agachya Shainam Sthanam. So we invite Krishna to take come and sleep with all the decorations. Krishna will have the light dress and nice decoration. And so kajal, the ointment will also be there. And that's why it won't go. Oh, thank you very much. Any other question, Matajis? Mataji? Yeah. You give. Yes, Mataji.
Singing.
Hare Krishna.
Why is it so subject to feel the emotion, the spiritual emotion?
Description?
Why is it so subtle to feel the emotion? Because, so when you describe, if somebody move around, my senses are attracted, I cannot hear and see Krishna and Yashoda in my heart. So I wanted to ask a kind of question.
Yeah. This is such a beautiful scene which we cannot actually forget. Krishna is running, behind him Yashoda is running. And Yashoda is trying to catch Krishna. Krishna turns back with fear. You see, this scene we cannot find anywhere. No, this is the unique scene, and the beauty, devotees, acharyas want to keep in their heart and always remember, oh Krishna, you do such wonderful action, and what is your level? You can do anything, but you are afraid, you are such a wonderful thing you will do. So the devotees want to remember Krishna in the heart, that scene. That's why in the Damodarashtakam we always pray, Krishna, give that will never go out of our mind. So, yes, Mataji? Yeah. Thank you. So we stop here. If you don't have any other questions, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.